From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Cockfighting is illegal, but it is still going on in the states of our radio coverage area. Mobile native Marty Irby joins us by Skype from Washington, D.C., where he serves as executive director of the Animal Wellness Action nonprofit. The Montgomery Advertiser's December 12, 2021 front page article about Alabama's worst-kept secret, cockfighting, cited Marty Irby as a source. Marty Irby, welcome back to Troy Public Radio from Washington, D.C.
Carolyn, so great to be here with you again.
You and I are going to be talking today about a blood sport because I saw on December 12th the front page article in the Montgomery Advertiser about cockfighting in Alabama. You called it Alabama's biggest illegal sport.
Yes, it's been terribly unfortunate that there's been so much cockfighting that continues in the state. And back in 2020, during COVID, we did a document investigation tied back to some records that we were able to obtain from the postmaster in Guam. We traced all of these gamecocks that had been shipped to Guam back to one family in Verbena. As a result of our investigation, the Department of Justice indicted six members of the family and another person affiliated with them, so seven people total, near the end of October. And we have been pressing hard for the Department of Justice to crack down on these terrible abuses all across the country, but Alabama was honestly one of the worst with the most shipments, and this is the very first of hundreds of different cases we have handed over to them that they have actually indicted people on. So it was very encouraging to see that. It's not necessarily our choice to have the Fed step in and handle this, but because the 1890s law that's on the books on the state level in Alabama only provides for a maximum of a $50 fine for cockfighting, there's really no way to ever enforce it. It's less than a parking ticket. So until the state legislature and Governor Ivey upgrade the law, we're going to continue to see the feds come into Alabama on this issue.
Marty, you have been quoted as saying that while dogfighting is a felony in Alabama, cockfighting in your native state is effectively decriminalized.
There's no disincentive for someone to stop cockfighting. They're not going to go to jail. I don't know that I've ever seen the state actually take any action on cockfighting, at least in recent years, unless the federal government was involved in working with them and pressing them to do it, to use the federal statute to go after these people. So again, it's a matter of the law being the weakest state law in the entire United States of America on cockfighting.
Tell me how this system works. It's a huge operation, and I think in the article that Marty Roney did for the Montgomery Advertiser, he stated that this is not just confined to, say, Chilton County. How widespread is it?
It's all over the state. Our investigation showed about six or seven of the top cockfighters in the state. I'd say there is a clan of them equally large or close to as large over in Nauvoo, Alabama, in Robert Adderholt's district. And we've talked with Congressman Adderholt about that several times. He's actually been very helpful with us on getting language into the federal appropriations package each year, instructing the Department of Justice to crack down against this cockfighting. And most of it is toward the middle and northern half of the state than it is South Alabama, but it still exists in pockets all over. I know Citronelle, Alabama, near Mobile, my hometown, had a bust a few years ago. And I've had reports of some around the southeast corner of the state, just above the Florida line, but we have not completed our investigation on that one yet.
So how does the sport work?
Well, what happens is these people are breeding gamecocks primarily to ship them overseas to Guam, to Puerto Rico, to the Philippines, other countries, and U.S. territories. And in 2018, we got another federal upgrade enacted in the Farm Bill that made it illegal for cockfighting to exist in the U.S. territories. It was already a federal felony in the continental United States. It is already a federal felony to bring a child to a cockfight. It was already a federal felony for people to possess what they call gabs, or these knives that they put on the chicken's feet when they're fighting. And so this just extended that and clarified it applied to the U.S. territories, which led us to this investigation. And what happens is, whether it's in the Philippines or Guam or in the state of Alabama, which we have reports of actual cockfights and evidence of that within the state too, they take one rooster, put them in a ring against another rooster. They throw them out at each other, against each other. And there are a group of people, sometimes hundreds of people, standing around this cockfighting pit, betting and gambling on which chicken is going to win. And the chicken that wins is the one that kills the other chicken and fights to the death with these terrible razors on their feet. And something else that people don't really realize, beyond the scope of animal cruelty and it being a black eye on the state, this is a recipe for disaster within the potential for some disease to jump the species barrier. Gamecocks have typically transmitted avian influenza and Newcastle disease all around the world. And when these guys are fighting these chickens, many times one will puncture the other's lung. They'll stop the fight, pull that chicken who's had his lung punctured out, and actually hold the chicken up to their mouth in like a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation type action and suck the blood out of the chicken's lung to put them back in the fight. That's a perfect recipe for disaster for a human to contract some terrible disease and it turn into the next COVID-19. If we saw COVID-19 come from a wet market in China, I know that's still a little bit up in the air where it actually came from, but if that's the case, and as many of the cases are in SARS and other diseases, that's a recipe for disaster.
As I understand it from the Montgomery Advertiser article that Marty Roney did, gambling also takes place at these, quote, cockfighting tournaments.
Yes, and there are thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, and many times even millions of dollars at stake here. One of the things that we saw in our investigation were actual Facebook and YouTube videos of these cockfighters bragging about which one of their chickens won what fight and just snubbing their nose at the federal law because they're making so much money on the gambling and these chickens can bring thousands of dollars as a result of that. So they're out there widely bragging about what they're doing on the internet and they're proud of these gamecocks that they've bred because they want to be able to advertise those bloodlines and get people to buy their gamecocks and turn them into ultimately killing gambling machines.
Marty, I know that dogfighting in Alabama is illegal. Is it still going on here or in our coverage area of Alabama, Georgia, Florida?
We haven't seen any dogfighting examples in the state of Alabama recently, but I know we've had reports of several incidents in Georgia on the dogfighting front and in Florida as well. We've also had a case over in Georgia earlier this year where some cockfighters were arrested. So I haven't had any direct dogfighting incidents in the state of Alabama, but in surrounding states, yes, it's definitely still rampant.
Well, Marty, I want to thank you for the update on cockfighting, illegal cockfighting. And I noticed the sheriff of Chilton County, John Sheeran, in the article on December 12th, recommended that the Alabama legislature make cockfighting a felony, just like dogfighting. So this goes along with your thinking as well. Thank you so much for joining us by Skype from Washington, Marty.
Thank you so much, Carol. Enjoyed it as always.
Joining us by Skype was Mobile native Marty Irby, Executive Director of Animal Wellness Action Nonprofit in Washington, D.C. The organization champions causes that alleviate the suffering of companion animals, farm animals, and wildlife. More information on cockfighting can be found at their website, animalwellnessaction.org. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.